Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Sadowski and he is out. Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clinton. The throw from Batty and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobek. Brewer reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Brewer scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Consolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Batty and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clinton. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Clinton steals second. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobek hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to second for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Throneberry. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Consolo moves to second. Lenny Green pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to second for the out. Consolo moves to third. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Consolo scores. Gardner moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Dobek goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Allison moves to third. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Consolo is hit by the pitch. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadowski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobek takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Dobek moves to second. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Faye Thornberry. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lemon now playing left field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Woods-Hick now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Sadowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Bosefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosefield bunts towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadowski moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Killebrew, who relays the ball to Gardner, who tags Button trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sadowski scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte pinch hits for Hal Woods-Hick. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dobek strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.